It's time for our middle school update, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. And today we head over to Union City Middle School. And it seems like forever since we've talked to Brandon Bruce from Union City Middle School, partly because all the school days and everything else. Kind of a crazy year for you guys, hasn't it been so far?
It certainly has. I've never had a year. I was born and raised in the UP, and I don't think I've ever had a year where we've had as many snow days as we've had. It's been busy. You know, it really messes with the calendar, and you try to put things back into place and keep the ship righted. And you know, staff has done a great job of doing that, and we're back on track. But boy, it's a sprint to the finish now.
Yeah, with lots of things going on right now. Let's though first talk about something that just happened for you guys. Your student exhibition.
Yeah, we had last week. You know, every year we have an opportunity at our student exhibition of their previous work, and the kids get an opportunity to choose projects, assignments, things that they've done throughout the year, are very proud of, and have an opportunity to display that. We invite parents in. We had a great turnout. You know, parents get into the building and see the building. Of course, it gets decorated up, and you know, the kids were all a part of. You know, it's all involved with them, and they did a fantastic job. You know, it's just nice to see the staff and the students work to put the building together, and you know, get a chance to get parents in and see what's going on. We had the gym had activities in it, and you know, there were some games and different things, and we had a great turnout. Very proud of that night, and proud of the accomplishments of our kids.
All right. So as we approach the end of the year here, what are maybe some of the other celebrations or other events that you've got going on for your middle schoolers?
For our kids, you know, we're just looking at what we're going to accomplish for throughout the remainder of the school year, just looking at what we need to cram in as we miss some days. But we have some things that we want to celebrate. You know, our meet test in the fall, we get our results back, and we have some rewards for some of the kids who have accomplished. We have a Michigan Adventure trip coming up here at the end of this month. You know, we take a movie trip for the kids and try to set some things up to recognize their accomplishments and the work that they put into doing as well as they did. And, you know, it's just a chance to say, hey, great job. We appreciate it. Keep it up. And the kids like that. It's a lot of fun and really look forward to those opportunities.
All right. Union City Middle School, a 5th through 8th grade building. So that's some interesting challenges at times, working that chemistry together. But you're also working on your scheduling for next year already, right?
Right. Yeah, we're at this point in time, you've got to take a look at where things are, and you try to look at upcoming numbers. You know, we've got a group, our 8th grade class is moving to the 9th grade. There are 88 kids. We have a group of this many kids coming in from the 5th or 4th grade going to the 5th grade. And, you know, we've got an interesting bubble of students that is a small class size. So, you know, you've got to maneuver staff and put people in the right places to accommodate, you know, different numbers. And, you know, it's always interesting. And then, of course, you throw in the budgeting piece that happens, and wondering where you're going to get funding for different things. And it's a chess game. And, you know, I involve the staff. But they're a great group of people that focus on what's best for the kids. And, you know, every year we kind of put this puzzle together, and you pull your hair out at the start, but at the end it falls into place, and they do a great job and very very appreciative of the work that they put in.
All right. So what advice do you have for those 88 eighth graders that are heading off to the high school next year?
Oh, don't don't let it sit. You know, don't procrastinate. That's always it's a tough thing. You know, I'd be hypocritical to say that I don't myself, and I just focus on them. You know, with my own two kids, my youngest son is an eighth grader going to the ninth grade, and you know, it's one of the things we talk about. Get it done when you have an opportunity. Make sure you utilize your time wisely, and those are things that you hear regularly in the hallways here, just to keep them on top of things, because it doesn't get any easier. You know, the academic rigor is getting tougher, and the expectations are higher, and certainly a push for the kids, and you know, no different here than it is anywhere else.
Yeah, well, and also make sure that they enjoy the experience while they've got it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's another thing. Get involved in whatever you can. You know, there's some great activities, great groups that are at the high school. And this is a, you know, great school involved in a, you know, our Big 8 conference is a great group of folks, and we have great competition. Our kids have an opportunity to compete at a great level, and great sportsmanship. So, yeah, get involved as much as they can.
All right. I think this is our last time we'll check in yet this year. So we'll see you next year then, all right?
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Ken.
Appreciate it. Brandon Bruce, he's the principal at Union City Middle School with us on this Middle School Update.